You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast. Encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit as the light of God. The Holy Spirit gives to us wisdom and revelation and truth. And the Holy Spirit wants to teach you the deeper things of God, acting as the light of heaven. I can recall several moments where I would be reading the Word of God. And as I was reading the Scripture, I would get maybe three or four verses into a chapter, only to realize that I didn't quite understand what I was reading. So I would have to start all over again and begin the chapter anew. And then there were times when I would read, and by the time I got halfway through, or maybe two-thirds of the way through that chapter, I would recognize another reality, and that is that I had become distracted by maybe a daydream or some thought floating around in my mind. And many believers find themselves frustrated in this place where they're struggling to understand and know the Word. They're struggling to really make that connection where they are receiving truth. I mean, we all enjoy our church services that we attend. We all enjoy a good message. But when it comes to our own personal devotions, many of us struggle in these areas. We read the Word, but we don't quite feel like we're getting it. We read the Word of God, but we don't quite make that connection. We don't really sense that we're hearing from, that He's speaking to us. We gather the information from these books of the Bible, but we don't quite get that inspiration, that revelation that produces transformation. Now, the Holy Spirit is your teacher. The Holy Spirit is the one who walks with you. The Holy Spirit is the one who is present while you're studying the Word of God, while you're striving to understand truth. The Holy Spirit is the one who speaks the revelation of God, spirit to spirit, communicating that to you and causing you to know and understand the deeper things of God. And maybe you're watching this right now. Maybe you're listening to this right now. And you're saying to yourself, I just want to know God's Word. I just want a greater understanding. I want greater depth to my understanding of the Word of God, of the truth of God. I want revelation of who He is. I want to know Him. I want to know His mind. I want to know His nature. I want to know His ways. Everything about Him, I want to know. I don't want to miss a single detail. I want every detail that I can receive about the person, the character, the nature of God. And this is what the Holy Spirit does for us. So there was a time in my life when I would read the Word, and I'm telling you, I would become frustrated because things just wouldn't click for me. And then I was young, and well, I'm still young now, but I was younger then. And I remember reading this verse, James chapter 1, verse 5. In fact, the book of James was the first book of the Bible I read when I got saved. And this is what I read in the Scripture. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Now, I remember when I read this Scripture, at this particular moment that I read it, that something in me knew God was speaking to me. And there I was, a preteen, seeking the face of God, and I said to the Lord, Lord, if anyone needs wisdom, it's me. Because I am having so much trouble understanding these truths. Now, I had read the Bible before I got saved, but it wasn't quite the same. But when I claimed this verse, I just, in faith, knew that the promises of God would come to pass if I were to just stand upon His Word. His Word will not fail. You stand upon His promises. His Word will not fail when you, in faith, approach Him, ready to receive that which His Word promises. So I read this verse, and I said, Lord, I need wisdom. I need understanding. And I remember there were instances while reading the Word of God when, as I would read the Scriptures, and maybe you've experienced this, where it was almost as if the verses themselves were being illuminated. They were literally being illuminated, and God would highlight certain Scriptures to me using that, I'll call it a vision. But that light was the illuminating nature of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is that light of heaven, which shines brightly upon the darkness of our misunderstanding, the darkness of our ignorance, the darkness of that difficulty that we have with grasping and knowing God's Word. The Holy Spirit shines that bright light as we begin to read the Word, as we begin to receive the revelation that God has deposited in us. That was the day that the Holy Spirit introduced Himself to me as a teacher. And that, when we talk about the light of the Holy Spirit, is what I mean when I call the Holy Spirit by this symbol. John chapter 14, verse 26 says, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." The Holy Spirit lights the way. Now look at this in Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Check this out. "Then as I looked, I saw a door standing open in heaven, and the same voice I had heard before spoke to me like a trumpet blast. The voice said, 'Come up here and I will show you what must happen after this.' And instantly I was in the Spirit, and I saw a throne in heaven and someone sitting on it. The one sitting on the throne was as brilliant as gemstones, like jasper and carnelian, and the glow of an emerald circled his throne like a rainbow. 24 thrones surrounded him, and 24 elders sat on them. They were all clothed in white and had gold crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and the rumble of thunder. And in front of the throne were seven torches with burning flames." Watch this now. This is a heavenly vision. This is a glimpse into the heavenly realm. And we see described here, "And in front of the throne were seven torches with burning flames. This is the sevenfold Spirit of God." Those torches were representative of the sevenfold Spirit of God. It was the sevenfold Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is that torch of heaven, that light of heaven, which illuminates truth. Now, the Holy Spirit gives illumination in three primary ways. The Holy Spirit gives revelation, number one, of the Word of God. And for that, you can reference what I read to you, John chapter 14, verse 26. Holy Spirit is the teacher. As you go through the Word, the Holy Spirit begins to cause that information to become revelation. And as I said before, that revelation becomes transformation. The Holy Spirit uses the Word. The Word is the substance with which the Holy Spirit creates the image of Jesus in you. The Word is that substance, and the Holy Spirit works with that substance. As you receive the Word, you give the Holy Spirit something with which He can work. Something with which He can work in you. And so the Word of God, which is Spirit and life, is deposited into you. And the Holy Spirit causes your mind, get this now, as you're reading the verses, the Holy Spirit will cause your mind to be lit with revelation. The Holy Spirit will cause those words not only to just be words that you're reading or some story that you're reading or some information that you're reading. The Holy Spirit will take the substance of that word and He will infuse it with your spirit. He will take that word and He will infuse it with your nature and your character. And He will use that word to mold you and to shape you so that you're not just reading through the scriptures. You're not just reading a book, but you are diving into the depths of God, and the Holy Spirit uses that word to illuminate who God is, His character, His nature, all that is of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, the scripture says this: "But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's Spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us." So this is number two. The Holy Spirit gives illumination.
through revelation of the ways of God. So number one, he gives illumination by revelation through the word of God and revelation of the ways of God, the nature of God, how he is. So the Holy Spirit understands and knows the depths of God. And the Holy Spirit, the scripture declares, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. The Holy Spirit joins with your spirit. And in that unity, you understand who he is. 1 John 2:27 tells us that we have that understanding. The Holy Spirit teaches us by that anointing, that union with God. And it is out of that union with God that we receive revelation. Revelation, hear me now, you have to hear this. Revelation is not the receiving of information. Revelation is when what you already know in your spirit is transferred to your understanding. In your spirit, you know God. In your spirit, you understand God. In your spirit, you're one with God. And that is because of the fellowship of the Holy Spirit communing with you constantly. The Holy Spirit teaches you constantly. He reveals the nature of God to your spirit. And in your spirit, you know him. And out of your spirit comes revelation. So number one, we receive that illumination through revelation of the word of God. Number two, revelation of the ways of God. And number three, revelation of the will of God. This is Acts chapter 16. I want to show you something. You know, so many people are afraid to move or do anything for fear that they might displease God. Now, obviously, we all want to avoid sin and those things that the scripture very clearly condemns, but often we get stuck in our Christianity because we don't want to do something and be presumptuous. But I think that the Lord really makes room for our mistakes. He gives us grace in these areas. And I'm going to show you right here where it says in the scripture, because we take on these religious, superstitious, paranoid perspectives that cause us to stand still. And, you know, we say, well, I haven't heard the Lord on this yet, so I'm just going to stay here and do nothing. And that's a dangerous place to be, because remember what the master did when he returned from his journey with the servants he had given talents to. He said, you wicked and lazy servant, you should have done something with what I gave you. So I think if we're going to err on one side, we need to err on the side of action and not on the side of inaction. And here's why. Because in Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 7, we read this. Next, Paul and Silas traveled through the area of Phrygia and Galatia because the Holy Spirit had prevented them from preaching the word in the province of Asia at that time. Then, coming to the borders of Mysia, they headed north for the province of Bithynia. But again, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them to go there. So as they're moving, they're making their way toward Asia. But as they're heading toward Asia, the Holy Spirit says, no, I'm going to correct your path. You have to go the other way. They were being guided as they move. The will of the Holy Spirit is revealed progressively as you act in faith. God reveals his will to those who act, not to those who stand still and do nothing. This is proof right here. So the Holy Spirit gives us revelation of the will of God. So in the Word of God, we can see standards for holy living. We see standards for Christian practice. In understanding the ways of God, we fellowship with him. We begin to know him. We are drawn closer to him because we understand his mind. But in understanding the will of God, in knowing the will of God, we find the specific instructions for our everyday living. This is why the illumination of the Holy Spirit is so powerful. This is why he is symbolized in the scripture as light, because he reveals to us all of these things which bring fullness to our spiritual life. So he gives us the word so that we know those standards of holiness and those standards of Christian practice. That's the foundation, the base from which we act. After that, the Holy Spirit reveals the ways of God. You can't know the ways of God until you've first been guided and founded upon the Word of God. Because people who don't know the Word, they just follow their emotions and their minds, and they think they know the ways of God when they don't. Because they're lacking the foundation of Scripture, they go any which way. And their spirituality, as they call it, is really just emotionalism, and they're unstable. So the Word of God gives us that foundation. The Holy Spirit reveals that very clear. We know what God is saying. We know what not to do. We know what to do. God gives us very clear standards for living and thinking. and being, and that's in the Word, the foundation. Then the ways of God are revealed. After I'm founded upon the Word, then I begin to see by the Spirit, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, the nature of God, the mind of God. This now is where that spiritual intimacy takes place, where now I begin to know God for myself, and that revelation becomes alive to me. And once I have been founded upon the Word, once I understand the nature of God, and I'm obeying His Word, I'm moving about, I'm acting, I'm operating in His will, then the Holy Spirit, as He did for the apostles, begins to guide us in the specifics of the everyday will of God. Now, many people are saying, what's the will of God for my life? And they don't even know the Word. They want to know the specific will of God for their life, and they're not even in the Scripture. They want to know the specific will of God for their life, but they don't understand God's ways. How can you know God's specific will for your life if you don't know His Word and you don't know His ways? If you want to know His will, you must first know His Word. And if you want to know His will, you must first know His ways. Once I know His Word, which is the foundation, then I understand His ways. And once I understand His ways, the Holy Spirit can speak to my spirit. And now I can understand His perfect, specific will for my life. And I can move without the fear and the paranoia of missing the will of God, because I'm protected by the Word. I'm protected by my relationship with Him, knowing His nature. And when I get off track, the Holy Spirit can speak to me. Knowing the voice of the Holy Spirit is your safety net. The Word of God contains the written foundational truths of God's will, desires, and plans. And God's ways, nature, and character. However, there are certain aspects of God's will that only the Holy Spirit can reveal to you, especially when those aspects have to do with specific things in your life and ministry. The same goes for the ways of God. God's ways, our nature, can only be truly understood by the Holy Spirit. The more that the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word of God, the more you can see the ways and the will of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says this, "You are not like that, for the Holy One has given you His Spirit, and all of you know the truth." The Holy Spirit is the light of heaven who illuminates the way, who reveals the Word to you, who reveals the ways of God to you, and who reveals God's specific will for your life.
Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.